Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoons to you. On this video, a top WWE star is injured and out of the draft.
An update on Baron Corbin's future.
A big call-up debut, Fing has been cancelled from WWE.
And backstage reaction to Cameron Grimes' release. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Talking all about WWE on this one. If you want to know where the hell the Tony Khan stuff is, you can check out this morning's news video that we put up
it's
earlier.
It's very serious.
It's very, very serious. We're going to link it at the end. It's all good.
Yeah.
Stick with us for some draft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's kick this sucker off by talking about the injured WWE star who is now out of the draft pool. Draft, of course, kicks off on Friday. It continues on Monday's episode of Raw, and then it wraps up and the rosters are locked. One person who would not be involved and who you would have figured would have factored into storylines pretty heavily and therefore would have been a very significant draft pick even if he didn't necessarily go in one of the first two rounds.
Featured in our draft video, in fact.
Whoops. It's Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso is hurt. According to Fightful Select, he's going to be out with an undisclosed injury. There's no word on how long that will be for, but it is enough to keep him out of the draft pool after being kicked out of the bloodline.
Yeah.
So on SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, that's what happened. Tama Tonga was debuted by Solo Sikoa and they beat the crap out of Jimmy as punishment for failure at WrestleMania. And Jimmy's not been on TV since. Jay reacted to it on Raw. He looked a bit rueful, looked a bit teasy. So you'd have figured something was going to happen from that, but now Jimmy's just injured.
Yeah, I can't decide whether, I mean, understandable after the flipping bump he took off the ramp with Jay. I thought they'd both died at WrestleMania.
That was incredible.
The angle we saw it at, didn't it? It was just like, are they okay?
Like a bullet train or something.
But, I mean, understandable to just write him off after that. And, of course, the attack between Solo and Tama, which was awesome on SmackDown. Maybe this is one of the things, legitimately injured, of course, or seemingly legitimately injured. So wish him well in his recovery. But also that's maybe, I hate saying this every time someone gets injured, that may be a benefit because he sort of removes him from your brain, if that makes sense. So when he does make the triumphant return to hopefully reunite the Usos, it's going to be even more impactful. And no one at that point is going to be going, but wait a second, isn't he on the blue brand or red brand or whatever? No one cares.
Well, someone will be an asshole about it, but you can just ignore them. So.
Exactly. I think it'd also be weird, genuinely, in kayfabe, that anyone would want to draft Jimmy Uso. He's not very effective. He's just helpful. He's not a good wrestler in storyline in terms of winning matches. He's just helpful if you need some help to win your match.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
I wouldn't sense that Nick Aldis and Postman Pierce would be like, gotta get Jimmy Uso on my brand. Sod Punk or Drew or Cody or
Roman Reigns?
Yeah, Bianca Belair, J. Cole. Nah, I want Jimmy Uso. I never understand how and why we have all these different pools of wrestlers for different nights, and I always get confused and I always go, wait a second, why have you drafted that person and not Gunther? And they go, all right, Gunther's in the other one.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be as bad as when they had the robots doing the draft. So
hey, who knows? Now you just get the robots defending every bad move on social media platforms.
Indeed.
I'm not going to lie, when I first saw this story, I thought it was a work.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were selling the injury from the thing, which would make sense. But then I saw it was from Fightful, and I was like, okay, no, it's clearly legit. Also, like with this as well, with him being hurt and obviously swift recovery, hope he's doing okay. You can get like a huge pop out of this if he returns and saves Jay from Tama and Solo and whoever the heck else you get involved.
Potentially Jacob Fatu. Maybe not. More on him in a little while.
We'll talk about him in a bit.
But one person who is going to be moving in the draft, according to Fightful Select, is Baron Corbin. This sort of makes sense because it's spring break in Dude Night 1. He inexplicably got booked into a last-minute match with Lexus King and lost. And I thought, well, that's almost guaranteeing he's moving back to the main roster. And yes, Baron Corbin is expected to be drafted to Raw or SmackDown. Please SmackDown. In the WWE draft. The reason I say please SmackDown is because we can reunite one of the greatest tag teams of the last few years, and I'm talking about the Wolf Dogs. They're not going to do anything immediate with Bron Breakker in terms of pushing him towards a title. He's just squashing people right now. They've got arseholes as tag champs on the blue brand.
Yeah, I would really like
in
to
the,
see.
In the gesticulation of, I think, Alex Pereira.
There you go. I would like to see Bron Breakker spear the fake tan off of Grayson Waller. And that's ironic because Bron Breakker, I think, loves the fake tan himself.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more.
Listen, I would do the same if I was a pro wrestler or if I was indeed in any kind of shape. It's kind of split on this because I think reuniting the Wolf Dogs.
Yes.
There you go. That's the one, brother. Is quite a fun prospect because every single match has been good. Literally all of them are good and high effort and fun. So that's interesting. And it beefs the tag team division out a little bit. It's also a decent way to introduce Bron Breakker. I would like to see him have a singles run, obviously, but you could just do a split at some point and it's fine. At the same time, Baron's been pretty damn good down in NXT.
Yeah.
And, he's a guy who understands his role completely. He is very good in his role, whether he is being a fun tag team guy or being a heel you love to hate.
Yeah.
He does his job really well. I deeply regret the time I said that he eats a steak with ketchup, to be perfectly honest. I've done nothing but look like a moron since then.
I've really changed my opinion on Baron, to be fair, just like you. And I didn't buy into the whole... The reason why the show sucks is because of Constable Corbin, guys. He was just sort of there, and I was like, yeah. And then, I felt a bit sorry for him as well when they just had Drew kick out at the end of days for
that
no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And then, he seems to have a real fire lit under him recently. I'm biased about NXT, but I think he's been a brilliant addition alongside Bron Breakker, another aspect of Bron's character that you were like, oh, that's why you've been kept down in developmental for a little bit longer, so you could just, shine off on this sort of thing. But, yeah, so long as he doesn't just go up and then just be the generic, oh, you need a babyface to start a run of wins. Guess who he's going to face first? Grumpy Baron Corbin.
Big banter. The big breakfast himself. Maybe they could bum-ass Corbin again. That was fun.
That was great. Yeah. And they didn't really... They just went, oh, yeah, he's fine now.
Yeah.
I was like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, how?
Could have done so much more with
that. He should have hooked up with our boy Cameron Grimes.
Yes!
He's got all the stonks.
Don't get me started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
We'll talk about Trevor Lee in just a little bit. But let's talk about Jacob Fatu now. So we spoke about him the other day. There was a report from PW Insider saying that plans called for him to debut on WWE TV this week, potentially on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. That's not happening anymore. It's the same outlet. It's PW Insider as well, noting that this has been cancelled. This has been scrapped. Fatu will not be making his debut this Friday after all. This is despite many people in WWE thinking he would be, which to me suggests has been a big change of plans. No reason has been given on this, but WWE sources have stated that they're not in any hurry with Jacob, and they're in no rush.
Yeah, like I'm fine with this. Like, as long as it's not been cancelled outright, because I think he'd be a brilliant addition to the bloodline. I'm kind of okay, yeah, with him not being immediately brought up. You know, let's really properly, I know they already have really well in the first few weeks, but really establish Tamron and Solo as these complete destroyers. And then when you add Jacob Fatu to that in a couple of weeks, a month, whatever time, maybe in a big match where it's like, oh, maybe Tamron and Solo are in a bit of trouble here. And then, oh no, they've got another enforcer.
They've got a Samoan werewolf now.
I didn't feel the need for a rush. And also, it's going to be a very busy show tomorrow night, the draft. So understandable that they're just like, let's just focus on that for now. But yeah, as long as this hasn't been completely ruled out, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, for sure. I can see two possible reasons for this. There's way more. But like, in my head, maybe they're going, hey, there's a good spotlight on Tama at the moment. Maybe if we introduce another guy, that would maybe take a bit of his shine away. Yeah. Perhaps that might be one of the reasons. It might not be. I'm just speculating. Or maybe Jimmy Uso was factored into the creative for this, and now that he's injured, they're like, okay, let's think of something else.
Yeah.
But the report does note as well that he's factored into the bloodline plans, and that is all planned really meticulously. So if there has been a change of circumstances that has forced a new plan for Jacob's debut, it makes sense that that would take a while if it's so meticulous and written in feathers and stuff.
They're apparently, I've got my sources.
Of course, Varys over here.
My little birds. They're apparently having a bit of trouble because he's not going to be called Jacob Fatu when he comes to WWE. They're going to sort of bill him as like this crazy person, this insane guy that just is let loose by the bloodline, and they wanted to call him Jacob's Crackers, but just some issues with trademarks and that.
So, like a Jacob's Cracker, that was dry.
Right. If you were surprised by Cameron Grimes' release, as I was just earlier on this week, best luck as well to Trevor Lee. Please do support me in whatever way that you can. You're not the only one. Viper Select coming through with another great report here, saying that Cameron Grimes' release was unexpected by many in the company for various reasons. Obviously, he wasn't the only one. Von Wagner's gone in the last week or so. You've got Zion Quinn, Zia Lee, Sanger, Veer, and Jinder Mahal, obviously. With his skill set and track record, says Viper Select, they didn't match with others that were cut from the company. And while he'd been with the company for over 5 years, he was part of the 2019
That's right.
PC group. He'd gotten over in NXT and seemed to constantly improve in the ring. Another reason was a surprise was that he was actually on last week's SmackDown. He was beaten by Bron Breakker in very short order. But he was a regular at TV even when he wasn't being used.
Yeah.
So often these, you're sort of like, yeah, to be fair, you've not seen him outside of a Level Up or a, you know, Velocity. I don't know what they call them nowadays. Main event, that's it.
They are.
Speed. Yes. Hey, semi-finals. He's not been seen, or the people who normally get released haven't been seen outside there, but he was literally just on SmackDown. So that was a surprise. But better news, Grimes is expected to get booked heavily outside of WWE on the independent circuit. Numerous top indies already indicating to Fightful they plan on booking him. GCW, me and the Dadleys were talking about, with no Matt Cardona right now, would be a great spot for him to go to. Obviously, I'm incredibly hypocritical on this news on a daily basis. I say, stop it, AEW. That's it. No more signings. Don't sign anyone. Sign Trevor Lee. Trevor Lee is brilliant, and he deserves to be in the second biggest wrestling company in the US, in my opinion. But I also had a thought, and shout out to Joe Hendry. This Monday, I Believe in Joe Hendry is available to download, and we're getting it in the charts. But I think Joe Hendry and Trevor Lee going at it in TNA would be awesome.
It'd be fun. Trevor Lee, Cameron Grimes, 30 years old. I feel like I've been watching him for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And that's because I have, probably. This was horrible. This was just a really gut-wrenching release. He's lost his dream job. He's obviously very cut up. He released the video. I'm sure you've watched it. If you haven't, check it out, because if you don't feel something, you're probably an android.
Yeah.
He is an outrageously talented pro wrestler in ways that I think a lot of people maybe haven't seen. Cameron Grimes was great. The stocks, the GameStop, all of that, extremely entertaining. I thought he did well in every role that WWE put him in. I thought the cave-in was a really good finish.
Oh, what a finisher.
Really great finisher. And I think he could have excelled wherever that company put him in. I've also watched him on the indies. When he was signed to TNA, he was going around the indies and he was doing this, I'm a big star because I'm signed to TNA, screw you low-level indies. And it was awesome. Just this smarmy little crapper of a guy. Then I've watched him in CWF Mid-Atlantic, which I don't think is a promotion anymore, but he had like this years-long world title reign where he carried himself like a territorial traveling champion, like it was the 1980s, and he was incredible in a more serious role. Feuds with people like Brad Attitude, incredible work. Shout-outs to all that. Trevor Lee is amazing.
Yes.
He is a 10 out of 10 pro wrestler. I don't think people know how good he truly is. He could be your incredible workhorse pro wrestling dude, or he could be your next Santino. And that is not an insult.
No.
That would be an incredible role for him in WWE if only they'd used their noggins. I am shocked that they let someone this talented go. I think that every company in the world should be tripping over themselves to sign him. I love Trevor Lee. I'm gutted for him in this moment. But I am very excited to see what his career becomes, because he's going to be rolling in bookings.
Yeah, hopefully it's a step back to go many, many steps forward. If you've watched the news over the past 4 years, you know my love for Cameron Grimes. I didn't, for my sins, know a great deal about him on the indie circuit prior to that, but I have subsequently learned that. Also, Sidgwick showed me a promo he cut, I think it was one of our secret banners years ago, on Brody King, lead singer of group...
God's Hate, yeah.
Where he said, you probably don't even believe in God. And I laughed about it for about half an hour. I just think he's so talented. And I will say, just a nice bloke. I bumped into him at Wale Mania a couple of years ago, days before I was lucky enough to be in attendance when he won the NXT North American title. And he couldn't have been nicer. Please do, if you're an indie booker, book him. And if you're a wrestling fan who just wants to make sure he's keeping his head above water in the interim, go and support him in whatever way you can. But yeah, this is not the last we're going to hear from him. And I would not be surprised if he eventually either makes his way back to WWE or is a prominent figure in AEW, because he's sensational.
Indie promoters, Trevor Lee versus Mad Dog Connolly, book it now, please. Ooh. Please do that. I will give you... whatever you charge for your show, I'll give you that.
If you're wondering where the Twitter questions are, they're in the news this morning, which is bonkers. And if you want to check that out,
you can. It's right here.
Hey,
there he is. Look at that. What a scene. Every angle we cover this.
Yes.
Every angle.
Positive, oh yeah.
Negative. Funny. It's good. It's right here.
Right. I was just remembering the bump.
That's okay. We'll get your medicine when Tony's paycheck comes through. It's okay. Triple H's is still late. Don't worry. Bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.